Coming up on the podcast designed to help you live a healthier, inspired life. It's called Which Way Is Life? Thank you for listening. You're there. You're listening. Thank you so much. Episode number 23 today, my guest, Chef Ben Ford. Here's what you're going to get. Cooking tips for people with MS, also outdoor grilling tips, and the one thing to make your life better with Chef Ben Ford. That's coming up. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So cool. We have Chef Ben Ford on with us today. Ben is an award-winning chef who earned his cooking stripes at some of the country's most established restaurants before taking on his own restaurant kitchen, Ford's Filling Station in Los Angeles. And prior to that, Ben opened Chadwick, a restaurant whose local and seasonal high-end California Mediterranean menu earned him rave reviews and national acclaim. Well, Ben is here, of course, to talk food and tell us about a cause close to his heart, multiple sclerosis. A disease his mother suffered from that impacted her life, including her ability to cook, which was her passion and something she and Ben always shared. Through a new campaign called Reimagine Myself, Ben is working to build awareness and encourage people living with relapsing multiple sclerosis to reimagine their life with the chronic disease. Also of note, Ben is the author of Taming the Feast. He is also the son of actor Harrison Ford. Ben, so happy to talk with you today. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
I'm a great dad. I've spent a lot of time with my kids. I have some wonderful businesses, some wonderful restaurants that I have to chef in the spare time, and I'm sort of an avid gardener. So those are the things that make up my persona.
I love it. Well, that sounds like a full life for sure. Well, Ben, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Well, I think it's as simple as getting out and taking a stroll and walking each day. Staying active, you know, is a big part of it. I know working, getting on a bike, exercising more intensely is also a great thing to do. But, you know, just getting out and walking and discovering your neighborhood, taking the time, it's also a great meditation at the same time as the physical activity.
You know, you're right. A simple walk can certainly change your perspective in a whole different way just by getting out in the fresh air and looking at the trees and all of that. So that's a great suggestion. Thank you. So, Ben, did you get your love of cooking from your mom? Is that where that developed?
It did develop through her. She was a wonderful cook. She used our household as a way of entertaining the neighborhood, it seemed like, at times. She was such a good cook that kids would, my friends would come over for 2-3 days at a time. And they, you know, basically because the food was better. And she kept that up for a long time. She was always sort of a very much a social person, always has loved food. So she passed it on to me.
Oh, that's wonderful. So let's stick with your mom. You know, she suffers from MS, and you're involved in Reimagine Myself, which is a website dedicated to encouraging people living with relapsing MS to reimagine a life with the chronic disease. So let's start at the farmer's market. Let's get some tips out there for anybody listening that may have MS. I know you're a big proponent of farm-to-table cooking. So for someone with MS, can you share with us how to make the most out of the next visit to the local farmer's market?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the same things that are beneficial for anybody visiting the farmer's market are also beneficial for people living with MS. It's always great to navigate a market where you have a farmer that you can talk to and share that experience with. But you know, I think bringing along friends is also another way of sort of sharing the workload and doing it, and also sort of planning ahead as far as how you want to attack the market. What are your needs when you go in there? Are great ways of doing that. You know, it's also having the right kind of the basket that you can take around with you, something that's mobile and transportable. And there are lots of good options for that as well that are out there. But and there's a list of things you can do as far as once you get to know your farmer, you can really start to actually call them up and you can actually find out what they have that day ahead of time. And they'll be more than happy to sort of have that ready for you and make your job a little bit easier.
Well, that's the nice thing about the farmer's market is you can get to know the farmer. So that's a good tip. Get to know the farmer. Bring your friends along. Plan ahead. And make sure you know what kind of basket you're going to be able to carry and use. And I imagine some of those type of tips work in the grocery store, too. Planning ahead, right? Friends. So if it's out of season, the farmer's market, somebody living in a cold weather area, those kind of tips still can work.
You know, it's not just that. It's, you know, all this is very important to, I think, breaking down the something that could be intimidating or the feeling that, you know, it's unachievable. And I think part of reimagining yourself in all these positions really is sort of breaking down the steps a little bit so it's easier to digest. And also sometimes energy can be an issue. So, you know, really sort of knowing what you're going to do and navigating all that, navigating the expectation, and is really beneficial. When people are cooking, you know, I suggest that, you know, they pick up recipes, and I've suggested recipes, and we've posted some of these, of ones that can kind of get broken down easily so that people can chew off as much of it, you know, sort of dishes that have smaller components to them. So you can prep one component, and then you can prep another component. And these kind of dishes are also ones that can be prepped over a 2 or 3 day period, you know, because people like my mother really in love entertaining and being able to, for them to be able to do those kind of things, however infrequent or frequent they can do it, is something that's still very important to people. So, you know, I think being able to entertain your home, being able to cook in your own kitchen, I think these are important things. So, you know, those are the kind of tips that we're offering on our websites and with the Reimagine campaign.
And bringing friends along, as you to say, fatigue is an issue. Sometimes you can divide and conquer. And even in the kitchen, right, if you bring some friends with as you're meal preparing, you can kind of divide the responsibilities.
Yeah.
And as, like you say, create a timetable, too, which is important, right? If you're like, oh, gosh, the dinner's on Saturday, what can I make on Wednesday that'll hold? What'll make on Thursday that'll hold? So you kind of create a timetable, too. That helps, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was talking about. Although you did raise a good point about friends, because that's also another option. I mean, there's so many wonderful things you can do socially, interacting around food that don't require them or people to have to, you know, put a bunch of food on a big table, you know, as they prepare it, where you can be more interactive with it. And those also are fun things to do. And you can still socialize around food.
And that's so much fun then. And then you do get to spend quality time with your friends in the kitchen. That's time well spent working on a project together. Okay,
absolutely.
So let's head outside now. So we've been in the grocery store. We've been in the kitchen. Let's head outside. In your book, Taming the Feast, you share your love for outdoor grilling, smoking, and roasting. Can you give us some tips on then how to reimagine the basic backyard barbecue to impress your guests?
Absolutely. You know, I just think that there's some equipment out there that's a little bit easier to sort of use and work around and navigate. If you think about it, you know, a lot of these gas grills are not really built at a convenient height for someone who may be in a wheelchair or maybe needs to be sitting or these kinds of things. Whereas, you know, a Weber grill, as simple as it is, or a kettle grill, I should say, is really the right height. It's at about 21 inches off the ground, 23 inches, something like that. But it's low enough that somebody can work all the way around it as well. Being able to walk around the grill, I think, is also, or being able to navigate around the grill, I think, is a real sort of advantage to those types of grills over your standard sort of gas grill, which has a lid where you can't get around the back of it, and they seem to be built a little bit higher. But they, you know, yeah. Most of the time it's mm-hmm. to sort of taking advantage of the fact that they have to have the gas tank underneath it and things like that.
That's an interesting tip. I've never thought about being mobile around the whole grill, and with a kettle type grill, you can do that. So that makes sense. So can you give us some quick tips then for first, let's talk about grilling fish. Do you have a few quick tips first, and then maybe if you have a few quick tips for grilling meat? Because I know you're an expert when it comes to backyard barbecues.
Well, it depends on if you're it doesn't depend if it's whole or not. I do enjoy cooking whole fish, especially because I just like to use this particular technique on it. But one of the great things to do is take herbs that you like, whether it be thyme, rosemary, depending on what the fish is and what you want to infuse it with. And you soak it in a little bit of water, and then you place it on the grill with the fish on top of it. And so the herbs actually work as a buffering layer and don't allow the fish to stick, while they also infuse it with a lot of flavor. And, you know, you might have to pick off a couple of those herb sticks off the top, but it looks really pretty, and it adds a lot of flavor, and it's a wonderful way to sort of work with a more delicate fish on the grill than you normally would. You know, and then it's also, you know, just picking out good fish that are prepared, that happen to stand up to the grill well. Cuts like swordfish is a wonderful fish to do on the grill because it's so firm and it doesn't break apart when cooked. Those would be kind of my two biggest tips with fish, or that I like to do. It's also having just a hot grill and making sure that you have a good sear on it, as well before you move the fish. And there is one other tip, which would be, you know, a lot of people don't realize how the tongs work in partnership with a spatula. So, you know, in your barbecue kit, you get these long tongs and these long spatulas that you get to work with. The spatula really is more used to sort of you use it by going down the grate in between and using it to lift it off the grill, and that actually helps to pry the fish off nicely off of the grill, allowing you to sort of use the spatula to come underneath with. So, you know, people have sort of misunderstand what the use of the tong is in this case. In which case, it can really be a much better tool to free the fish from the grill.
Well, that's good. Meat. Sticking fish is always like an issue. So those are great tips. So thanks for sharing those. So give us some tips for grilling meat.
For grilling meat, you know, it's a different thing. Once again, you want to have a very nice hot grill when you go along with it. You know, I'm going to talk about just beef in this sense. It's good to work with a sort of a hot side and a cold side with the grill. What I like to do is get a nice sort of hot grill sear on the steak, and then I'll move it over to the other side and allow it to sort of slower cook to the temperature that I want on the other side once I've gotten that sort of bark or texture on the outside that I'm looking for. That would be a very good one. And then also there are cuts of meat that just do better on it. You know, I think one of the best cuts of meat that there is to put on a grill is probably a ribeye. It just has a certain amount of right fat content to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not afraid of fat, animal fat like we were necessarily a few years ago. So I'm a little bit happier about that considering the type of cooking that I do. But it's good fat, right. But I think the ribeye is really well suited to it, whereas, you know, chuck roast or a prime rib or some of these larger cuts are not really suited very well for it. And even a fillet, you know, a fillet with its lack of marbling really doesn't very well suited for the grill either. So those are things I like to do. When you're working with, there's certain a lovely way, you know, wood smoke is also very wonderful on meat. And in particular, I really love the use of oak wood with beef. So what we do there, depending on what I'm doing with it, if I'm cooking with charcoal, I will throw a couple of those wood chunks on top of it, allow that sort of smoke to come up around the beef. If I'm working on a gas grill, I literally will take one of those wood chunks and I'll put it on top of the grate over the burners or just under the burners, depending on what the sort of setup is like underneath there. And I also allow that smoke to come up and sort of nicely perfume the steak as well. last thing I'd say is, you know, if, no matter what kind of meat you're doing, if you're doing it on the grill, and it's always nice to use finishing salts. So when you're pulling your steak off, allow it to rest, of course. That's really important afterwards because that allows the juices to sort of redistribute inside of the meat. And also meat has tendency sort of to tense up while it's being cooked. So mm-hmm. let it just relax a little bit before serving it is always to its benefit. And then use a great salt. There are some great salts that are out there. And you've got to realize that a lot of that flavor has not, the inside flavor, you never want to disrupt what a steak tastes like. But once you've sliced it, a little bit of finishing salt on the other side helps to sort of season the meat a little bit more evenly, and you can enjoy it a little bit more that way.
Those are great. I'm ready to go outside right now, man. Let's do it. Let's let's fire that grill up. You got me going. I love it. All right, well, coming up, we get the high five from Chef Ben Ford, my guest today. And if I could ask a quick favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning, to have more joy in their life. So after the interview with Ben, if you could quickly jump over to iTunes and rate and review the show. If you do that, we get a higher ranking, and it gives us a chance to help more people, which is really what we want to do on this show. So if you could do that for me, I would appreciate it. The High Five with Ben is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest, Ben Ford, today. Ben, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Question number one. So what have you learned most about life through your mom, who is suffering from MS?
Oh, my goodness. You know, she has such a great disposition, and she's never really let life get her down. She's always sort of, at least she has never let me see that. So my belief is that, you know, you really are in control of your own happiness, and she's been a great, a wonderful example of that to me.
You are in control of your own happiness, and that's a good lesson for all of us. Question number two. Now, you've lived a really cool life. You've had a lot of life experiences and have come into contact with many different people. What's the best piece of advice just about life in general that you were ever given? Can you share that with us?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure I've been given a lot of good advice.
Well, maybe there's a piece of bad advice that is that don't do this.
Exactly. I mean, I think my best piece of advice, you know, that I probably have gotten from, you know, accumulation of experiences, you know, is to really kind of, you know, I love well, you know what? Be a great dad. Be consistent with your kids. Be consistent with your family, you know, and be constant in their lives. And I mean by that being available and being present when with them. You know, and I think that that's probably something I learned sort of, you know, by being around great parents, you know, who raised me the right way, I guess.
Right. The most important job we all have is that of a parent. And there's an old saying that kids just work better when they know that they're under their watchful eye of their father. They feel protected and secure, and that allows them to grow and mature in a healthy way. So that's a great point, Ben. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
I've got two tremendous kids and a great wife. And so it's something that, we definitely practice.
It's a constant source of joy, that's for sure. Question number three, when people learn that your father is Harrison Ford, what's the first question you get asked the most?
Can I get an autograph or can I meet him? is right in there. And then you get depending on the person, you get some movie questions occasionally, things
sure.
like that. But number one is, and it's not a question that I have a very good answer for, but it's always, what is it like to be Harrison Ford's son?
And what's your quick answer to that?
It's usually a very quick answer, and then I'm like, what is it to be your father's son?
That's a good way to turn the tables.
That's usually a more interesting answer.
Right. Oh, I love it. That's good. Okay, question number four. So what is it about being a chef that you love the most?
Teaching. I love teaching, and I love the process of growing chefs in the kitchen. I'm a very sort of traditional chef. I really, really believe in the fundamentals of cooking and in the sort of the touch and feel and smell aspects of cooking, the natural sort of given abilities that we have. And so, that'd be probably the thing that I enjoy the most.
So having a member of your family, this is question number five, with MS, what do we need to know, or what's the best way to work with somebody that has MS, for friends or caregivers or other family members? What do we need to know about people with MS that we may not know?
So a lot of people have different symptoms, and they don't always show it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I always want people to have a very sort of strong relationship with their doctors, and that they're very sort of honest with them. And sometimes, people can be very stoic. But I think it's very important that folks encourage that process. Just to be sort of compassionate and involved. It's more difficult for them to do things maybe in a, mm-hmm. on an entertainment level. They can't necessarily go certain places. I know I have to be sensitive to my mother as far as steps, or I just have to work around her schedule a little bit. And I think that's something that just that awareness is important.
All right. Well, Ben, thank you so much. I've so enjoyed talking with you today. How can we connect with you and learn more about Reimagine Myself and Ford's Filling Station? How can we connect with you?
Well, we have a great website called reimaginemyself.com, which I contribute to, as well as other experts or people that are living with MS or know people that are living with MS. And we're contributing to that. So that's a great place for resource. And then I have my own personal website, chefbenford.com. where we always have information about our restaurants and other goings-on.
And we'll have links to both of those right on my show page at radiomd.com. Ben, thank you again. And remember, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Ben, thank you so much for your time today.
That's right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for listening to Which Way Is Life. Remember to catch every episode. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. There's a whole bunch of ways that you can subscribe so you catch every episode. We publish a new episode every Monday and Thursday. And if I could ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And we want to help as many people as we can. And the only way we can do that is if you rate it which helps us gain more visibility. So thank you. Just jump on over to iTunes. Take 30 seconds. I would appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me on Twitter, at Which Way Is Life. Same thing on Facebook, at Which Way Is Life. You can check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well. We'll be right back.